You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do it. It's Friday night. Friday night edition of Light Night. Light Night, I'm off to a good start. Nightlight. I am so drunk, I have to be honest.
You celebrated in the wiggle room today?
I did. I threw a few back. No, I didn't. I have a... You know what? That's kind of sad. I can't even be drunk on the air if I wanted to be because I have an hour-long commute.
There's always a hotel room.
How's that for perspective? Great to have you with me. It is Friday night, and this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. I am Pete Chwaba, and we are broadcasting live statewide. And wherever you are joining us from, it is a pleasure to have you here, folks. We got a lot of fun planned tonight. We're all about music tonight. We're going to read some texts. We have a great question. Riding shotgun, as always, is the lovable producer, Conrad.
Hello. Yeah, I just want to say happy birthday. And I, you know, I wanted it to be extra special for you this year.
Really?
So, earlier in the week, you know how news stations, they can put your name in their broadcast for, you know, for birthdays.
Okay.
Well, I did that. But the only thing is, for have it to be $0, it had to be at 2 a.m. So I set the DVR.
For $0, meaning you didn't want to pay?
Yeah.
No, nothing says love like a freebie. Okay.
So, I did get the audio from it.
Really?
So we can play that now.
Yeah, let's hear it. I'm curious.
WBLO False News at 2. We bring you the scoop.
Oh, is this thing on? Good morning. I am John Johnson with your WBLO False News at 2 a.m. Today we open up with a story from the entertainment world. Adrian Brody called local radio host about his long Oscar speech. Adrian was not happy.
Oh, yeah, I know a lot of people didn't like my speech. You think I don't know that? You know how many phone calls I still have to make? No one understands me.
Maybe you should have kept it under 5 minutes, Brody. Now let's look at birthdays with Benson Bensonson.
Thanks, John Johnson. Let's look at the birthdays today. Happy 12th birthday to Veronica from Mom, Dad, Gram, and Gramp. We love you. Get ready for cake. And happy 33rd birthday to Peach Cobbler.
Ooh,
that can't be right. Happy 33rd birthday, Pete Chwaba, from your producer, Conrad. You thought you'd get away from the dogs barking. Happy birthday, but you were wrong. Here they are now.
Oh, no.
What a talented bunch of barking dogs. Let's throw it to Paul Paulson with a traffic update.
Thank you, Benson Bensonson. Well, there's not much traffic because it's 2 a.m. Wait a minute. Here's a car. Hello, sir. Back to you, John Johnson.
Thank you, Paul.
Now let's throw it to Georgia Georgeson for the weather.
Thanks, John. Today it's going to rain. Wait, did they say it's Peach Cobbler's birthday? I love Peach Cobbler.
Georgia, I believe it's Peach Chwaba, not Peach Cobbler.
Oh, yeah. Pack an umbrella. Back to you, John.
Thank you, Georgia Georgeson.
Now let's throw it to Ken Kenson for sports.
Thanks, John. My team scored more than the other.
Thank you, Ken Kenson.
For WBLO False News at 2 a.m., I'm John Johnson. I'll see you again.
WBLO False News at 2. We bring you the scoop.
W blow. Okay, a couple things. You had me, I almost teared up until I heard the dogs barking. And then, boy, if you don't go far in sports with that voice, Conrad, I don't know what happened. That's beautiful. Thank you, buddy. That was very sweet. Thank you. How funny is it that I pitched yesterday, I told you my new idea, what we're going to do is the INN network, the Inappropriate News Network. And you're probably in the back of your head like, oh, that's interesting because I have something tomorrow.
That's interesting.
Along
yeah.
those lines.
Well, I mean, the DVR was set. I had to tune into them. They're my favorite local news station.
Crazy that all those names ended up like that.
Yeah. Georgia Georgeson.
Georgia.
Benson. Yeah.
None of them sound contrived either. That's what was so great about it. But no, seriously, thank you. That was really nice. That's a great way to kick off a birthday episode. When is your birthday again? I know we did.
June 10th.
June 10th. All right. Yep. So now I got to top that. Okay. Maybe I'll incorporate you. Maybe I'll get you to, I'll play a joke on you and get you to do something and you won't even know it's for your birthday.
I'm producing your special surprise.
Yeah. We do have a great show tonight, folks. It is a birthday show. It is my birthday today. So that, let's do guests and then we'll come to the question. Our guest tonight, we have a really good lineup. And it's all about the music tonight. Our friends Amelie and John from 7,000 Apart are here. And the way, it's interesting, they don't know this, but when I talk about them, I tell everybody I discovered them. So I don't know how they feel about that. And if they're listening, maybe they hear that, but I just take credit for them. And I'm okay doing that. But they'll be here at 6:35. Great musical duo. They like to perform here in studio as well as on other shows here at Civic Media. They've worked down the block at Hagermeister Park. They play live in Sweden all the time. I love the story. They met at Preble High School when she was an exchange student.
Yep.
And they did the long distance thing. Mm-hmm. And that's where the name 7,000 Apart comes from. It's 7,000 kilometers. And now they're married and they travel all over the place. And they've got... they're going places. They're doing some really great stuff. So they'll be here to perform tonight. They've got a new album out, all kinds of fun stuff. That's at 6:35. And then, ladies and gentlemen, it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr, our friend from Max Inc. Radio, will be here at 7:35, as she so often is. And she will share new music with us and some great conversation. Now, I want to roll from Terry Barr into what our question of the night is. Because, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I just got to say, I just got a voicemail.
Oh, really?
It's the weirdest thing. This thing doesn't take voicemails, but we got one.
Is it from Bob Boberson?
Should I display it?
Yeah, just play it. I'm curious. Yeah, let's see what's going on.
Is he on the line now? Yeah, all right. Hey, Peach Cobbler, it's Jimmy Stewart from Heaven. I've got a little poem for you. You know I like to write poems and everything. Well, let me tell you something, Peach Cobbler. It's your birthday today, and gee whiz, that's just swell. Up here in Heaven, we're all tipping our halos and ringing them bells with a jubilant yell. Peach, you're warm like a Sunday sunset and as sweet as the stars in a clear midnight sky. If birthdays were movies, well, this one's a classic and a feel-good showstopper and no need to ask why. So, Peach, you blow out them candles, you make one hell of a wish, and don't you dare skimp on the vanilla ice cream, because life's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And you, dear Peach, well, you're the star of the scene. I want to wish you a happy birthday, Peach Cobbler. I hope you have a great birthday. Yeah, have a good one. Bye now. Yeah. Who the hell names their kid Peach Cobbler? I don't get it.
He wasn't hung up yet.
I don't think he realized.
You know, it's such a great touch. The vanilla ice cream. Thank you, Jimmy, from Beyond the Grave. Not many people get birthday wishes from Beyond the Grave. So yeah. That was very nice. All of you guys, it was just great. Thank you. It's been a fun day. I've heard from so many Civic Media people today. I didn't even think they liked me because I never bring donuts when I go and do the show from Madison. But no, it's outstanding, and it's been a really great day. So thank you so much. We'll keep this train rolling with our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is our question of the night? I went off the page. There we go. What celebrity do you share a birthday with? Very simple. And here's what we're going to do, folks. Share what celebrity you share a birthday with. Text it in on the stream, on the app, old school on the phone at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us who you share a birthday with. And we are going to write down these names. And at the end of the night, we are going to vote someone as the coolest birthday celebrity sharer. We'll find out who shares a birthday with the coolest celebrity. And we're going to bring in the talents of our friend Terry Barr. We'll read them when she's here. Conrad, Terry, and I will decide who has the coolest celebrity birthday. That sounds fun.
That's great.
Who are yours?
I can't pick myself, right?
No, and you kind of poo-pooed your own.
Yeah, I know. mine is June 10th, so I share a birthday with Kate Upton.
Yeah.
Judy Garland.
Okay.
And Bill Burr.
Okay. That's good.
So Those are three right there.
You kind of sounded like you were a little down on the people you shared birthday with, but those are good, I think.
It's all right. Yeah. Kate Upton's the best one.
For what reasons?
Oh, she's a great actress.
She played a nun in the Farrelly Brothers edition of The Three Stooges. My birthday celebrities are Vince Vaughn, Julia Stiles. I do have kind of a connection to Julia Stiles because I co-wrote a film called A Guy Thing with Greg Lana. And that came out in 2004, I think, from MGM. And Julia is in the movie. So I share a birthday with her. And Lady Gaga. So those are three. I think Julia is an A-lister, but Vince Vaughn and Lady Gaga, those are pretty good. I'll take that.
I'd say Vince Vaughn's my favorite.
You think so?
Vince Vaughn's one of my favorite actors, so.
Yeah. It's weird. I like Vince Vaughn. In the movies I like him in, I love him.
Yeah.
Swingers, phenomenal. Old School, phenomenal. Wedding Crashers, good. I didn't like that movie as much as I like the others, but I love Old School, love Swingers, and yeah, Vince Vaughn is hilarious.
So there was another thing actually today. When I was rolling into work, I just tuned into a random radio station. And it played this, and I think it was connected to you, actually.
Really?
American Top 40.
Now we're up to our long-distance dedication. This is a special message for someone even sweeter than their name, and it reads like this. Dear Casey, there's someone out there who makes life just a little bit warmer, a little bit sweeter, and a whole lot more special. His name is Peach Cobbler, and today is his birthday. From the moment I heard him on the radio, I knew he was something special, comforting, unforgettable, and always the best part of my day. He lights up every room like a freshly baked dessert coming out of the oven, and the world is a better place because he's in it. Casey, could you please wish Peach Cobbler a happy birthday? And Peach, wherever you are, just know I'm out here, thinking about you, celebrating you, and maybe even saving a scoop of ice cream just for you. Signed, Gary. Gary, here's your long-distance dedication.
Gary.
Happy birthday to Peach Cobbler from all of us at American Top 40.
Wow. Todd Michaels had a busy week on my behalf.
That's so funny.
Wherever Diane McWilliams is these days, I doubt she's listening, but thank you for the Peach Cobbler. She's the one who thought my name was Peach Cobbler. You guys are getting a lot of mileage out of that. I'm going to tell you all about a break into spring contest, folks, when we come back. And we'll read your text. Who's your birthday? Who do you share a birthday with? What celebrity? Let us know. Here at Nightlight, we'll read it on the air, and you might win our contest with no prizes later. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. Once again, it's our break into spring Civic Media Contest. It's a text to win statewide contest, your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo that includes a mattress, sheet set, mattress protector, and pillows. The times for text to win are 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. So all you have to do is get the daily word and text in at those times, and you will be entered. You do have to download the app. If you don't already have it, it's very easy to do, and it's very easy to use. You just click the little text icon next to the station you're listening to, and fire away. Shoot us the daily word, and you are entered into the daily prize and the grand prize. So good luck, everybody. These are great prizes. I love these. I still think I'd take Chula.
I'm going Brewers.
Yeah, those are good seats. Chula, you get an overnight stay, though.
Yeah. That's
County Stadium, they don't let you stay. I still call it County Stadium. They don't let you stay overnight. It's vagrancy.
I would like a I would like a Chula Vista stay too.
How about club level seats? Then you book up to the Dells and crash at Chula Vista.
There you go.
That could be fun. So we've got some texts here, which is, oh, look at these texts. This is great. I never know how to say it's Whizzler. I always want to call him Whizzer, but that's not really, I don't think that was meant for us though. Just let you know, happy thought, my grandsons are wrestling. Oh, Whizzler is texting the show. He says, just to let you know, happy thought, my grandsons are wrestling in Madison now. Oldest is 12, won the state championship. Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool. Congratulations, Whizzler, to you and your grandson. I'm sure you're very proud. That's impressive.
Yeah.
You wrestle? You got kind of a, you're stocky and strong.
I think until like kindergarten. I don't know.
You just decided, roll around with another dude.
I went to baseball and the other sports.
Okay. Wrestling's a good, if you don't mind the ears, you do get those cauliflower ears. Sometimes.
I mean, wrestling is just a great workout.
It is a great workout.
And you have to train.
No question. Whizzler, congrats to you and your grandson. That's pretty exciting. And he put a little emoji there. That's kind of cool. Dennis from Milwaukee says, John Lennon. Conrad, that's a good one.
That's a pretty cool one.
So Dennis from Milwaukee, he's in the 414. He shares a birthday with John Lennon. And what we're asking you guys to do is text in who you share a birthday with. And at the end of the show, Conrad, Terry Barr, and me, we will all decide who has the coolest celebrity birthday. So Dennis is on board from Milwaukee with John Lennon. That'll be tough to beat. Angie from Monroe says Jesus. Okay. He might have just topped John Lennon. But she says, Angie says the 24th. Isn't Jesus' birthday the 25th? Unless she's talking about a guy named Jesus, who I don't know. I assume she's talking about Jesus, last name Christ. But we'll put that one down too. Angie has Jesus. Dennis from Milwaukee. Oh, he texted twice. He's apparently trying to get a leg up on Jesus. Luann from Green Bay says October 2nd. Gordon Sumner, Kelly Ripa, and Charlie Brown. Love it, Luann. Who is Gordon Sumner again? Is he the guy in the Police? No, that's Andy Summers. I got to find out who Gordon Sumner is. Yeah, no. He's... Ah, that's really weird. Sting came up. Maybe he is in the Police. That's great. Thank you, Luann. From the 608, George W. Bush and the Dalai Lama. Couple of world stage heavy hitters there. Thank you, 608. Tammy from Eau Claire says, Dr. Seuss. Her birthday is March 2nd. Dr. Seuss. That's a good one. You keeping up with this, Conrad? He's going to have writer's block by the time we're done with this. From the 608, I think that's Malaya is her name. So write that down with... Malaya.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Malaya is George W. Bush and Dalai Lama. She just put in one name like Malaya. I'm like, oh, maybe that's a new pop star I haven't heard of. And maybe you are. If you are Malaya, good for you. Tom from Monona says, happy birthday, Pete. Joe Cocker is my birthday buddy. Nice. That's a great one, too. Thank you very much, Tom, for the birthday wishes. 608 says July 6th. And I think that is Malaya again.
Yep.
Okay. Very well done. Luann from Green Bay says, happy birthday, Peach Cobbler. Thank you very much, Luann. I bet you wish you had a name that sounded like a fresh, tasty dessert.
Yeah, I wish I could be like Apple Tort or something
All
like
I
that.
All I have to do is say my name and it makes me hungry. I want something sweet. Sherry from Horicon says, happy birthday, Pete. Hi, Conrad. Hi, Sherry. Great to have you with us tonight. Rob from Green Bay says, I share a birthday with Johnny Cash. I have a feeling because we're letting Terry in on the fun tonight. I don't know if she knows this yet, but she's probably going to go Lennon or Cash just because she's a music person. Terry Ryan, she's in the 414, says Arnold Schwarzenegger. All right, these are great. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Keep those texts coming, folks. Who do you share? What celebrity do you share a birthday with? It could be just any person of note, a Hollywood celebrity, a sports figure, politician, world do-gooder. We would love to hear from you. Rich on the stream. Our buddy Rich Locascio says, I share a birthday with Jonah Hill.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's a good one. He says, happy birthday, Schwabinator. Didn't we change my wrestling name?
You didn't like it, though.
But what was it? Yeah, it was a little bit of a stretch, but what was it?
It was, I forgot now.
Yeah, me too. Rich, if you remember, let us know. And Todd Alba, also on the stream. There's no bigger fan of Todd Alba than Pete Schwabba. And Todd says, happy birthday, Pete. Cheers. Thank you, buddy. And a tip of my hat to Aaron Zommers on that thing you put together. Or that
he's sports. Paul Paulson, actually, but
he's Paul Paulson.
Yeet Schwabba is the name.
I didn't want to ruin it because I know, you know, but whatever station that was, Aaron worked for them before he worked for us. That was good. So good stuff. All right. 7,000 Apart is here right when we come back from the news. Can't wait to talk to these guys. They're back from Sweden. They're back in Green Bay. They got a whole bunch of shows lined up, and we're going to talk to them about everything when we come back after the news, and we will read some more of your texts. Let us know what celebrity you share a birthday with, and we'll see if it's the coolest celebrity of the night. Conrad and Terry and I will all decide by the end of the show. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. Thanks for helping me celebrate my birthday, folks. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Riding Shotgun is the lovable producer, Conrad, and we are reading your text. Our question tonight is, who do you share a celebrity birthday with? We're going to read the text at the end of the night, or read who shares what birthday with whom, and we will decide who has the coolest celebrity birthday. Terry Barr will hopefully help us do that. Jim from Appleton says, J.R.R. Tolkien. That's Lord of the Rings, right?
That's a good one.
608 says Mel Gibson, Greta Thunberg, Eli Manning. Wow.
That's a lot. Nice.
Some good ones. Am I saying Thunberg? She's Swedish, right?
Thunberg.
You're talking so fast, I didn't even understand that. Oh, no. Is that Swedish?
Yeah,
oh,
she's
I love
Swedish.
It. Oh,
yeah.
That's great. Okay.
And we then, played at her high school.
You did?
Yeah. We know her sister.
Really? Yeah, we know her sister.
She recorded at our studio.
Yeah, we wrote with her sister. She's an artist. Yeah.
So I don't want to sound stupid, but does everybody in Sweden know each other, or is it?
Nah, almost. Yeah, yeah. It's pretty small. Business,
see, I picture you guys going back there, hanging out with like ABBA.
Yeah,
you know,
I wish. We're like one step away from that. We're one step away. We know someone who works with one of the ABBA members a lot.
Wow.
So you know, like we're getting there.
Who was the other artist that came out in the '90s? She had "You've Got the Look."
Oh, do you mean Roxette?
Yeah, Roxette. Yeah, she's Sweden too, right?
Yeah, yeah. So they're a duo, actually. And she passed away a few years ago.
She
but
did?
They are touring now, apparently. Yeah.
Really?
But with just another Swedish.
She had some good tunes. Didn't she sing the song It Must Have Been Love?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know she passed away.
But yeah. It's over now. Yeah. Good song.
You can add that to your set list tonight. That sounded great.
We really should. We get asked to do a rock set quite often. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me. All right. The voices you're hearing, folks, as you probably bring these fine people onto the show, are Amelie and John from 7,000 Apart. They are two of our favorites here at Nightlight, and they've been on the show several times. Always fun to have you guys. You're back from Sweden. You're bi-continental.
Yes.
You spend time in Green Bay
and
in Sweden. So that's so cool. So welcome back. And what do you like better?
We can't play favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like things about both places. And I think the more that we are in both places, we want to like enjoy the things about the place that we're currently in.
Yeah.
You know? That makes sense. So it's like there's things we like in both.
Do you, John, all right, and both of you, do you like it in your home country a little more? Just like to live because it's more convenient, or does it not?
I mean, we chose to live in Stockholm for a reason. I mean, like that's why we are there as like our base. But again, like it's very little about like missing a place. It's more about like, appreciating a place when we're sure. in that place. So like when we come back here, we're like, oh my gosh, yeah, this thing and that
oh,
thing.
That's so great.
And oh my gosh, like this is so nice yeah. and the people. And so I would say it's more about like appreciating things more.
Yeah. When we love, you go like we love places. The touring here, yeah. but in it's Sweden, like we love the recorded music industry side.
Oh, that's interesting.
Things,
you know? And we love our van here, but we also love walking in Stockholm. You know yeah. what I mean? So it's...
You can't take that with you.
We cannot no. take our van
got
with
this
us.
We excellent
wish.
Van.
Oh my gosh, I wish. I really yeah. wish wow. I could do that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
that's nice. Fantastic. So so let's talk about... well, first I want to ask you something. Mm-hmm. You said you were in Snow White. You did yeah. the voice of who?
Of Snow White.
In this new movie
new
that
movie
just came
Snow
out.
White, yeah. You do- in Swedish.
So you went into the studio and like dubbed?
Yeah.
Oh, that is amazing.
Thank you. Yeah.
So yeah. When you watch a Swedish version uh-huh. of Snow White, that's uh-huh. your voice
that's
right
gonna
here.
Be me, yeah. Or that is me. I guess it's out already. So yeah.
How did you get that?
So I've been good voice gig. Acting since I was 10 years old. And okay. so I have been going in and out of the studio a little bit. Obviously, like when we moved here to the US, I had to kind of put that on hold for a bit. But then now that we moved back, I get to come into the studio more. And so I was called to a voice test, which is like an audition. And yeah. so, yeah, I got to go in December. And
where did you go?
So it's in Stockholm. It's at a place called IUNO. They're okay. a big company. They have like offices all over the world.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I went there and got to sing a little bit and talk a little bit. And then it was me and I think three other girls who got to do the voice test and then they chose me.
Oh my gosh.
I got up to top. Do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was up for that too.
Yeah.
And I'm happy.
I'm sorry,
if I didn't get it, I'm happy it was one of my
Your
friends.
Range wasn't big enough for yeah. it apparently.
Yeah. I didn't know Swedish either. That was kind of a ding.
One of those things. Got
but
way,
you know,
Pete,
before we get any further, yeah. it is your birthday. We have to sing you happy birthday. You have some
well,
musicians
you don't have
in the studio.
To.
We have to.
All right.
And so my question is here. Do you want your birthday song in Swedish or in English or in both?
What do you think? I think I should go Swedish, right?
I think that'd be pretty
when
cool.
When you can
only
choose
be
both?
Oh, yeah, if you can do it twice.
Do both, yeah.
I've only had it
this
sung.
Is different. They're different.
They're different.
The Swedish
different.
Song is different. So I need okay. you to help me, though, because okay. we need to clap.
Oh, all right.
Swedish okay? is very
like
specific.
This. Okay, we'll start with the Swedish one. It okay. goes like, and then I need four hoorays. Technically, you don't have to do it
will,
because
oh.
it's like,
yeah, I mean,
it's your birthday, so you don't have to. But if you want to join in,
the
you're
producer, you're welcome to do it as yeah, well. You're welcome to do it.
Okay,
yeah.
so it goes like this.
Jag må leva ut i hundrade år.
För Pete, han lever hipp hipp.
There you
wow.
go.
Wow.
Now let's do a proper one
I
in English
been,
as
that,
well.
That's actually only the seventh time that's been yeah. sung to me in Sweden.
Okay.
No. I should have known that. That was when the hoorays
now you know.
Came in.
For next year. We'll
I
be here for
that.
Next year
Thank
too.
You.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Please bring me my handkerchief. That was beautiful. Thank you so much, you guys. That
of
was
course,
fun.
It's
bilingual
your birthday.
Birthday
of course,
wish.
There,
there
you go.
Go.
That's yeah. love that's it. The...
Maybe it'll be more, nice, more you. Memorable. You
yes.
know, you'll,
I think
like
it
that
is.
One time Swedes yelled at me.
No, let's talk. Okay, so you're a bona fide, and I just got it sung to me by a bona fide movie star. So that's,
yeah, there
that's
you
exciting.
Go. By Snow White.
So, are you hoping to do more of that kind of work?
I mean, I love it. I adore it. And so obviously, like, the more I get to do, the happier I am. But yeah. But I also, I am aware of that I'm hard to book because I spend half of my time here in Wisconsin.
Right.
And so I take what I can get, but I don't expect much.
Okay. So let me ask you this, John. Do you ever,
yeah.
I mean, now that you guys kind of have a... foot into the movie world, so to speak. Do yeah. you have any desire to write music for movies or
oh, yeah.
do scores or anything
yeah,
like
I
that?
Yeah, I mean, definitely like, that's something we're definitely in interested in like writing music and having our music in movies and TV. We've had one song in a MTV show actually so nice. Far. But yeah, we'd love to do it more. And but I have actually gotten to record at this studio as well mm-hmm. for other actors. And I got to be a stormtrooper that died in a Star Wars TV show. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's his claim to fame.
That's
yeah.
my claim to fame. Yeah,
the one direct line.
That's all. Yeah. I think all Star Wars fans could die the next
yeah,
day if that
was
happened.
Fun.
He has like a Star Wars tattoo.
I'm content.
So
no.
he is a proper wow. Star Wars fan, yeah.
So yeah. is that hard, like movie music and writing music for movies? I'm sure it's like a whole other song.
It's a
and
very
dance
competitive
from,
field yeah. in the same way like live is or anything else. It's very specific, very niche. You can, like, if you get to a certain size as an artist, you can get your music into movies and TV a lot easier. But right. if you're doing it like as your main thing, it's very niched.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
cool.
But it's fun. Yeah.
Have
it's
you cool gotten too. To watch the movie yet with you doing the voice?
I haven't. No, because it premiered just last week and we yeah. were here and oh, I can't yeah. find it in mm. Swedish in Green Bay. Sadly, they only show
Did
the
Did you see the American version?
I haven't even done that yet, All but right. I really want to. So we'll probably go this week.
Every Thursday, yeah. we do the popcorn pick of the week here, Ooh. And we have someone on to talk about their movie watching mm-hmm. approach and snacks they like, and then they give us a movie pick. And Frank Hermans
yeah.
from Green Bay, do you guys know
yeah.
Frank?
Yeah, yeah, of course yeah, we do.
And he picked Snow White.
Yeah, that's probably because we just talked about it.
It.
Yeah,
Aww.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad he did.
Yeah. So we've got a lot to get to. You've got a date coming up, but do you guys want to play something before the break? We have about 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
Hear?
Sure. Do you want something up-tempo or do you want something pretty?
Hey, I'm just thrilled to have you guys here. Let's do one of each. If you don't mind doing
yeah.
two songs, you
pick
what you
want to
do. We
can also do like a verse and a chorus and then just like switch to the next one. You know, we can do that as well.
I love the whole song, if
okay.
you don't mind. So
Let's
you guys
that.
Figure out if you want to rock it first or go slow. It's totally up to you.
You want to do it slower?
Yeah, let's do that.
What's this one called?
This one is called Soul and Soma's Scars.
I think you did this last time.
We did it? Okay.
Yeah, I love this song.
Okay, good.
Okay, perfect.
Never thought I'd get this far with my soul and Soma's scars. Life's not how I thought it would be. Fairy tales I've seen, my faded childhood dreams. Might not ever get my break, not sure that I have got what it takes. I made my share of mistakes. I'm fine being alive. Glad I got to survive. Never thought I'd get this far with my soul and Soma's scars. I made peace with inside wars, broken glass around my heart. On the other side of ravines, the days can normally seem uniquely ordinary. Highlights, they involve the sunlight. Smell of coffee invites time alone with them. Glad I get to survive.
Soul and Soma's Scars.
Soul
That's a great song.
Thank you so
Thank you.
Much. It's been really well received. We just released it about
It's beautiful.
2 months ago, and yeah, we're just really
You got
happy
you
about
don't
it.
Maybe you don't remember this. You were here probably, I don't know, winter 3-4 months ago. You had a friend with you.
Oh, yeah. That was summer.
It was someone you were collaborating with.
It was summer. It was last summer because it was Jasmine, our bassist. Right. Yeah.
And you guys, I think you played that song when you were here. Tell us what that means again.
Oh, yeah. It means so much. I struggle a lot with my mental health, especially during COVID and COVID times. And it got really, really bad, but I did what I could. And, you know, I went to therapy and I took the pills and I tried to take care of my body and my mind. And eventually things got better.
Yeah.
And so this song is about when things finally start to get clear again and you start to like appreciate life in a whole different way again. And you might be changed because of what you went through, but it's not just for the worse. It's actually also for the better.
That's great. Well, I love when someone is affected by something in their life and then turns it into something so beautiful, some art. Yeah, that's a beautiful song. Those high notes must be tough when you have a cold or something.
yeah, it goes really high.
Can you go lower if you have to?
Oh, like, yeah, we just tuned on the guitar.
That's great. Amelie and John are here. They are 7,000 apart, and their name comes, this is great. Preble was the school you guys met at. Yep. You were a foreign exchange student. Yep. John was a student there. You guys did the long distance thing for a while, and
three
you were 7,000 kilometers 3 years apart.
Yeah, that's crazy.
3 years. Yeah. Wow. And here you are making music, and you're married, right?
Yeah. We've been married for 8.5 years. Can you believe it?
You guys are kids. Yeah. Wow. All right. They're here. We're going to come back, spend some more time with them. We got a lot of other stuff, a lot of other cool stuff they've got going on. We'll talk about that too. And maybe if we're fortunate, we'll get them to play another song. It's great to have you guys here, and great to have all of you with me tonight on this Friday night. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Peach Wabba. I love that Amelie is dancing in her seat, and it's not even one of her own songs, so that's kind of cool. Kate from Hayward says, Ali says, happy birthday, Pete. I share my birthday with LeVar Burton. Oh, wow. That's a name I haven't heard in a while, from Roots and a lot of other stuff too, but that's what put him on the map. And rapper Ice-T, who sings the song Arrest the President, which you and Chad might recognize, February 16th. Does that sound familiar?
Who's Chad?
Chad Holmes, maybe? I don't know. It doesn't sound familiar. Did I sing a song I wasn't aware of on February 16th? I don't know. But thank you for the text from the 608, May 6th. Sigmund Freud, Willie Mays, Orson Welles, Rudolph Valentino. Oh, those are some cool birthdays. Long list, I know. Hope I share some of their attributes. I'm sure my wife sees some Valentino in me. That's an optimist. And we'll do one more here. Gordy from Oregon, that's in the 608, says November 10th, Tracy Morgan and Sinbad. Not my fault. I would have chose a different day. Nobody blames you for your birthday.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
I love when people brag about something like a skin color or a last name. Or, like, you had nothing to do with it.
No.
It's not like you achieved something. So
in Sweden, we have name days. Oh. And I share, my name day is Hitler's birthday. And that doesn't feel good. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. That's not good. No.
It's up to you to turn things around there. But so that's what we're saying, Gordy. Don't feel bad about your birthday. And Sinbad and Tracy Morgan's hilarious, actually. 7,000 Apart is here in the studio. They just performed for us. Let's talk about some of the things you guys have coming up.
Yeah.
All right, so if you're in Sweden or anywhere internationally, check out the Swedish version of the new release of Snow White. Amelie is Swedish Snow White. She did the voice for that, so that's a really cool thing. But let's talk about a show you guys have coming up locally, April 4th, right around the corner.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we're running a Kickstarter right now to fund our third album and to kind of have, like, it's kind of like a wrap party in a way. So we're wrapping it up on the 5th. So the 4th, we'll be doing one last little concert here before we head back to Sweden. And so we're doing that at Hamlet Creek. Do you remember what it was used to be called?
No, but it's off of Finger Road.
Yeah. So it's this really beautiful chapel off of Finger Road on the east side of Green Bay.
Okay.
And yeah, we're just going to be playing some songs. It's a free event. We'll be playing some songs, selling some merch, just telling some stories behind the songs. And just we're planning on a really beautiful night. It has like this amazing acoustics. So like everything sounds amazing in there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really. So fitting. How does that work with a Kickstarter? Like mm-hmm. you kind of invite people. They know the drill before they get there. Like you're trying to finance mm-hmm. an album. So mm-hmm. they make a donation like in person?
So actually like Kickstarter isn't really donation based. It's rewards based. So it's more like a pre-sale. Okay. So it's like you can get a CD or a vinyl. It's
t-shirts, just like, oh, nice. Yeah. Merchandise before. Basically, they're getting like merchandise from the album before the album is released.
Very cool.
So it's like kind of a pre-sale, essentially, of the album. Yeah.
You guys must have so many fans. I mean, like, the way I say things around here is that I discovered you.
I love that.
But I mean, you guys must have like people that want to empty their pockets because they know you're going places, right? I mean, is it hard to...
Some incredible supporters, absolutely. Yeah. But we've also set like a very ambitious goal.
Okay.
So we are still very nervous that we're going to hit it or not because Kickstarter is all or nothing. Mm-hmm. So if we don't hit our goal, we'll get $0.
Oh, geez.
So we're just like really like...
But we're so thankful to everyone that's supported so far, and we're going to... do our best. We have 1 week left, so we're going to do our best to hit the goal.
90 people have already backed the Kickstarter.
Oh, wow.
And we're about halfway. So, like, we're gonna work hard this last week.
You got your checkbook with you?
I'll have to go home to get it.
One second. That old bit. I got to go. So is that song you just played, Soul and Some of Scars, is that on the new album?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So the show is April 4th. Say where it is again.
Hamlet Creek, Hamlet Wedding Creek. And Events.
Okay. It's across from Pearly Gates. It's like a bar. And
there's a biker bar across the street.
Yeah, and right by Finger Road and Huron, the intersection there. So, yeah.
Well, bikers have money. Get them over there.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll buy them.
Do you have a title for the album?
Why Do We Do What We Do?
Oh, I like that. Okay, mm-hmm. very good. Now, wait a minute. You're going back to Sweden already? Uh-huh. Didn't you just get here?
Yeah. Okay. We're only here for 4 weeks this time, but we're going to be back all of summer to play shows.
Do you have any dates downtown mm-hmm. Green Bay here, like out on the water or just downtown
for summer? I'm trying to think for summer. We're about half booked for summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, we are playing all over the place. Some things we can't announce yet, but some really cool places that are going to be really cool. I don't know if I'm trying to think if we're playing anywhere downtown Green Bay this time.
Oh, I'm trying to break my... It's really hard to keep like 50 dates in your head.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But you've done Hagermeister Park before.
Yeah.
And you were in Summerfest last summer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you going back there this year or can you not?
We cannot confirm nor deny.
Can't confirm or deny right now.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I actually said Summerfest. It's a different
Summerfest.
Musical
I love
festival.
Summerfest.
Yeah, that's a good one. You guys will be there. Hopefully you make it over to Milwaukee too. All right, so you got the title, Soul and Soma Scars, and Legacy and Up to Date. Are these two songs that are on your new album, too?
Yeah, we just released Legacy a couple of weeks ago, and then on the 7th, so we're going to start releasing one new song every 7th. So the next song will be April 7th, and then May 7th,
and then
June 7th, just, 7,000 apart. So.
Love that. What other big dates you can say that are coming this summer?
I don't know if we have any. We're hoping to release our schedule once we wrap up the Kickstarter.
Okay.
We're gonna announce like partial tour schedule,
but all over Wisconsin.
Things change so quickly too, so we won't know the full schedule until probably June.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you have someone that books that for you, or do you guys do it all?
It's a mix. So we book quite a bit, and then we work with Bananas Entertainment and some
Northern Lights Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Omega.
We have like Omega Entertainment, TEC.
Nice.
There's a bunch of different ones from across the state, but then we also book ourselves as well.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of stuff. Yeah.
All right. So we're gonna do the news. Civic Media's news team is gonna tell you what's up because you need to know, and we will read some texts. Who do you share a birthday with? That's our question tonight. The end of the night, we'll decide who has the coolest celebrity birthday. To match with yours. And Terry Barr is here, folks. It's a bar band Friday night. It's all about the music tonight. 7,000 Apart is here. They're going to perform for us when we come back. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.